Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, my dear listeners. This is Kipsongok Chebet coming live from Christian Army Podcast. That is a youth group working for Christ, by Christ, and with Christ. Today, this is our season three, and we've been talking about mental health. And today we're having a testimony from a youth. You've probably had him on the podcast. You've probably had him on our interviews. And I am so, so pleased to let him introduce himself to you.
Yes, thank you so much. My name is Ashon Musia. I am a videographer, a photographer, a professional MC, an electrician. I'm a jack of all trades.
Oh, that's yes. Amazing. Yes. So, Ashon, from the meetings that I've had with you, I have, you're always intelligent, you're intellectual. Just getting to mingle with you is really easy. But my first question to you is, when did you get saved?
I got saved on 26th of August, 2018.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so far, so good. How has been your Christian journey?
I won't lie. It has not been perfect. Sometimes you have these ups and downs. Someone once told me that a journey of a Christian is not a walk in the park. Or driving on a tarmac road. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to get off-road kiasi and unaingia kwa zile mawe kidogo.
Yeah, I understand. Hey,
so it has not been easy. But you have to live with the word. You have to live by sight, by faith, not mm-hmm. by sight. You have to live, like the Bible says, the just shall live by faith, you know. So mm-hmm. it doesn't matter what happens. You're still going to live by faith. So it has not been easy. I can promise everyone. Uh-huh. So it becomes easy. The more you interact with the word of God, the more you know you read the word of God, the more it becomes easy for you.
Yeah,
as a young person.
Yeah, as a young person, actually, I think we face a lot of temptations, we face a lot of tribulations.
Yeah, true.
There are challenges everywhere, but I am glad that you've made it this far.
Yeah.
Actually, my salvation story goes back to 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say God has been amazing. Yeah. We all have a story before we got saved. Yeah. So what's your story?
Isn't that to me and kujipanguza
machozi?
Okay, so I have let me share this one now. Before I got saved, I was a drug addict. I used to smoke bang and drink like no one's business. In fact, I used to drink as if this I owned every buy go
was yours.
it was like mine, you
yeah.
know. And you drink yourself out, you drink yourself away. Sometimes you even drink mpaka unakuwa sober, you know, as in ulianza kukunywa ukalewa
ukaendelea
mpaka ukakuwa
umekuwa sober.
Pombe inaisha hata kwa mwili inaongezeka, you know, you get the point.
Mm-hmm.
So I started drinking back in 2013. I was in class 8.
Oh,
yeah, I was in class 8. I remember the first time I took alcohol. It was my sister's, you know. So my sister alikuangana kunywa pia yeye, but sasa she used to hide them in the house. So mimi nami ni ule msemsoro, you know. There is no way something is going to exist in this house. Nani kose kuifikia.
Mm-hmm.
I must get to it. So this one time I was going through my things, alafu my clothes na mali sister angu alikuwa naeka zake, my elder sister zilikuwa the same place.
Mm-hmm.
Kitu liko na separate tu ni besheni. You know, so I'm looking for a cloth to wear, alafu I'm seeing a bottle, you know. I'm so curious, eh? I want to know what this thing is. So nikiangalia vizuri nikapata ni pombe fulani ni to Smirnoff. That alcohol is sweet. You know, someone will hear me say this and I'll say, uyu bado wacha kulewa.
Actually,
nili wacha. Mm-hmm. But that honestly speaking, hiyo pombe ilikuwa tamu, you know. So I said, let me try this out. Let me see. Nisikie venye watu
nasikia.
Just this once. Sitarudia. Sita tena. You know, juice jawai, it is just my first time, you know. Mm-hmm. So nikapiga puff. Hey, kitu ni tamu. Nikaongeza. Hey. So you know, the more you drink, you know, the more
you want.
Yeah, the more you want. So nikakuwa like, I'd love to drink this thing again. Okay, not any other alcohol, but just this one.
Uh-huh.
So you know, the and one thing with alcohol, ni atiziko mingi sana.
Yeah.
Hii dunia pombe ni
nyingi.
So you try this one. So it was that way. polepole mm-hmm. by the time we go high school. I remember kwanza when I entered form 1 in 2014 nika repeat tena form 1 in 2015. That is a story for another day.
Yeah.
Nika repeat tena form 1 in 2015.
So ulienda form 1 uka repeat form 1.
Nika repeat tena form 1. Yeah, nilingia form 1 2014 so nika repeat tena 2015. So when I was repeating form 1 in 2015 now I went to a boarding school.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know when you go to boarding school there's a lot of exposure.
Yeah.
You get to meet people from mm-hmm. different backgrounds.
Kwanza sayo wanasemanga wa Nairobi.
Wale wa Nairobi exactly and kwa nasomia Shags Ukambani.
Yeah.
And our school was just chini ya Moa Hills. Now hapo kwa hiyo shule we had people from different places in Kayole. We had people from Dandora, you know, we have people from Kibra, Kawangware, and all these places. So I'm there and, you know, one thing people really struggle with is the ability to fit in.
Mm-hmm.
So now, because you're seeing people from Nairobi, wanavuta ngwai and they're drinking also, you also want to fit in that circle.
Yeah.
So you also want to do like them.
What they're doing.
Yeah, what they're doing. So that is where it started. Anytime we go out of the school, anytime we are taken for a function outside, you know, and we are given an opportunity to go and shop
mm-hmm.
when you are meshiwa na vitu na wako na pesa. So in that ka shopping, you include alcohol. But you know, now because you are wearing uniform and it's in the supermarket, you mm-hmm. cannot buy alcohol in the supermarket. Uniform.
Mm-hmm.
So unatoka with another exit,
mm-hmm.
unanunua pombe alafu unakuja. You know, unarudia rakaraka before. So what was, you know, watu wengine wakifanya, in fact, mkiingia tu kwa supermarket, before hata uanze kufanya shopping,
unatoka
kwanza unaendea pombe ndio unarudi. And that is what we used to do. And kuna mtu alikuwa anakushikia pombe hapo nje, mkitoka,
unaenda na vitu zako.
So it went on that way, high school form 1, form 2 by the time nafika form 3. In fact, form 2, form 3 hapo, it was mad.
Mm-hmm.
It was bad. And during our time, sijui kama hizo vitu bado ziko sai, during our time in high school, there were these things we used to call jam session.
Yeah, jam session. I remember jam sessions.
Yeah, you just go to town with your friends, you party.
Especially when it was almost opening day.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. And from it was during the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
So you just party. You party yourself away. Next day, unaamka watu juu uko wapi. You know, sometimes unaamka una kiatu, hata una shati, uko na tu vest. So these things used to happen. And I remember when I was in high school, our jam session was there was a club in Tao. It was called F2. Now this club F2 has a very big history of, you know, accommodating students.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, accommodating students, because now the bouncers unawapatia chwani 100 bob. Hiyo time chwani 100 bob ilikuwa dom. Mm-hmm. Si kama sahi. Yeah, chwani 100 bob ilikuwa dom. So they allow you in. So when you go inside, you party, you know, the only music that used to please my ears, reggae. In fact, if it is not reggae, we are not going into that place.
Mm-hmm.
So if you used to be known for all that, and there was another one called Club Rumors. Izo club, kuna ingine liko itwa Spikes. Izo nazo ziko town.
Mm-hmm.
Now, kikuja ipande ingine, hapa Ngong Road, hapa kona, there's a club called Fine Breeze.
Yeah, I know Fine Breeze.
Now, opposite Fine Breeze, there used to be another one called Aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Aquarium was also another one, just like any other, ya jam session. So, we'd go to these places sana sana on Fridays, and mini kitoka home, nilikuwa naambia mom niaje, mini enda kesha. So, my mom knows this guy is going to pray, you know?
Yeah.
So, my mom gives me money, ya like fair. Mina ananiza enda kesha wapi. Namtajia place mbali ndo nipefia mob.
Mm-hmm.
Namwambia kama Ruai, Ruiru, you know these places.
Mm-hmm.
But on a serious note, you're not going to Akesha actually.
Mm-hmm.
You're not even going anywhere close to Akesha. Wewe unaenda kujibamba. So akinipatia kitu kama 200 bob, you know, mkichanga mko na pombe hapo. Kuna time zingi ilikuwa 700.
Mm-hmm.
Mzinga ilikuwa 700. Wacha sema watu wananunua mzinga zipo za ngapi? Aidia kuna hadi ya 6000. Mzinga ilikuwa ununua mzinga 700.
Hadi 6000 mzinga you can go mzinga up to 15 Gs.
Hebu sikia. Sisi tukonunua kama mzinga kwanza kulikuwa pombe nyingine kwa tongo legend.
Uh-huh.
Legend ilikuwa ununua around 700 ile kubwa 750 ml. So mmechanga mmenua 750 ml na everyone eat pesa imebaki balance ni ya kununua jaba. Tools and all those things that, you know,
mm-hmm.
Zinaendana na jaba. And you know, it goes on like that, and you find yourself addicted. addicted vibaya sana. And as much as you want to live, unajipata on the same spot. And you see, one thing I have learned from young people is when you drinking, let's say you drank yesterday and ukasema, that is the last one. I will never drink again.
Actually, hangovers will make you say, "Hey, aki nimeacha."
In fact, your headache sitaki tena kwa maisha yangu.
I don't want it.
Now the next weekend, I call you. Chebet niaje, where are you? You see that Chebet niaje, where are you? Peke yake.
Yeah.
It will make you get ready. You shower in 5 minutes. In 2 minutes, arakaraka, you get prepared. Napata matao. Just because of that one call, niaje ukwapi. And declining that call is very, very hard.
Yeah.
No, it is very hard. And that is how it used to be. So one time, I remember one time we went to a certain club upper town, and so unajua sasa pale high school kama kawaida hizo nyakati you going as a gang niko wengi kirende, and you find young people like you, young girls, young gentlemen like you, so unapata wana dance tu wana dance. So unaenda unashika msichana wewe mwenyewe hata hujui ni wa wapi, haumjui. Wewe unaenda tu kumshika juu unaona sasa pia nyinyi mko wengi, you can fight. Now the moment that was the last time actually in a club in town, kwenda kushika msichana wewe mwenyewe jamini, kumbe the boyfriend is just somewhere watching. And all of a sudden I feel someone holding my shoulder. Bado niaje urada unadai nadeni na manzi yangu, nadeni na nguo yangu. So I'm like, hey bro, nini kwani kando wako usingemshika basi, you know, and all these arguments, those useless debates sana sana kwa club, you know. And kidogo we start fighting. Hey manzi, nilichapwa ngumi ya mtu mzima. And you know, the moment you start a fight, the security are involved. Because you cannot, there's no way you're going to fight in there. People are having fun, una nyinyi mnakuja kupigana. So the security got involved in nini, and tukatolewa nje. Na unajua tumetolewa nje just the two of us. Now this guy is huge. Mimi nilikuwa najichocha juu niko na rende. Rende naye imebaki
ndani.
Sasa tuko nje na this mjamaa. This mjamaa came to me like no one's business. Alininyorosha vita proper. So that day, you know, and you know, one thing that keeps us safe, I must admit, our parents' prayers.
Yeah.
That one iwe na to keep safe all along. You see, my mom is at home praying for his kid. Oh God, help my child. Aliena Kesha. Help him, protect him. You see, that protect him peke yake.
Yeah, it does wonders.
It goes a long way.
Yeah.
So, mina nyoroshoku vitengini ya mtu mzima. No, umse amelewa. He can kill me easily. Amelewa. But again, out of nowhere, someone holds him. Inamanisha kama mtu wange mshikilia, angendelea kunipiga.
Angekupiga.
So, mimi nimeshikwa, nimepigwa mbaka ata kiatu zujimi enda wapi. I have one shoe. Hiyo wakati tuko na vanga lugs. I only have one shoe. You know. So hiyo kiatu moja ndio niko nayo. Hiyo kiatu nyingine things juu libaki kwa klabu nikitolewa na bouncer, you know. Unajua akutoe politely.
Anakuinua.
Yeah. So that was like the last time I went to clubbing in town. So when this guy was held, I got an opportunity to run. Because this is a matter of life and death. Nikiendelea kucheza hapo unajua nitapigwa tena.
Yeah.
So I ran. Mimi nilienda home ilikuwa around 3. So you know, I'm getting home, I'm knocking, my mama anafungua, I'm like, no mkujaje mapema leo. Kwanza hata sina do, sina kitu, sijui ni kunyanganywa, like it is just me and myself, hata simu sina. So I walk in the house before my mom apate opportunity ya kuwasha taa. Nishenga kwa kitanda. Sitaki kuonekana hivyo bana. Nishenga kwa bed. And it used to be that way. So one time we went to, for it was, I remember 24th of August. That was my birthday.
Oh.
Yeah, 24th of August. We had a party at our place, at our home. My parents used to do this to bashes for me. So they set up something for me. We had fun. After that fun, we drank. Unajua kuna ile pesa unaekanga kando ya pombe. Ile yenye mzazi amekupea keki, food and all these snacks. So we drank on that 24th. On 25th, my then best friend was called Covington. His cousin alikuwa na bash somewhere in Kabiria. Now we went in Kabiria. This the next day tumekunywa 24th.
Yeah.
So tunaenda 25th sasa Kabiria. Another bash. So we also drank. Kwanza huko ilikuwa nyumba ya pastor. Tunakunywa vibaya sana. Nyumba ya mchungaji.
Menda kwa busy nyumba ya Mungu.
Tunakunywa. So we drank. I remember mpaka nilipoteza fare. Mm-hmm. Nilipoteza fare. Mm-hmm. And I think nilipoteza simu or something. Yes, sikumbuki kama I had my phone, but I remember sikuwa na fare. So remember, it's in Kabiria and you live in Kibra. That's a distance.
That's a distance.
Yeah. So saa ya kwenda nyumbani watu wanaenda home. I had a friend of mine called Emmanuel and aniuliza, bro, uko na fare? Kujiangalia kwa mfuko, sina fare. Yeye hana kitu. And you see, you cannot, I can, hiyo ni ile, hiyo nayo ilikuwa Sato, so siwezi danganya ati nimeenda kesha Sato. Kesha gani nakuanga Saturday? You know? So I have to walk home from Kabiria, me and Emmanuel. Emmanuel nilikuwa nimemhost for that weekend, ndio hiyo Sunday arudi, yeye alikuwa nishika yole.
Mm-hmm.
So tumekunywa na Emmanuel in Kabiria. Nakwambia tulitembea kutoka Kabiria mpaka Kibra. By the time tunafika,
nilikuwa sober.
Pombe ilikuwa imeisha kwa akili bidhe.
Yeah.
Yote.
And I'm imagining the cold.
Yeah, the cold. It is around, I think ilikuwa around 10. Inaelekea 11 huko.
Uh-huh.
So we walk mpaka home. And nimefika home, my sister opened the doors for us. So my mom was in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
But before anything else, kwa kitanda, because we don't have that conversation na mom.
Yeah.
Najua pombe imesha kwa mwili lakini ijesha kwa mdomo.
Ijesha kwa mdomo.
So we don't want, you know, to have that. We don't want to have that conversation with her. Ataanza kutuliza, "Yes, kwizi unalewa," and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Sijui kama she used to know ama she didn't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
But one thing I know, she used to pray for me.
Mm-hmm.
So mimi kaingia kwa kitanda. Now, that was on 25th. Now on 26th, a friend of mine called Deno, alikam, akaniambia niaje leo ni come to the church, and I didn't have an option. Sime nimealikwa church.
Uh-huh.
So I have to go, and this guy, I'm trying to give him excuse. Unajua design unaweza patia mtu excuse like manze, I'm not prepared. Yako z prepare yourself now, I'll wait for you. You know, amenikujia 8 na service inaanza 11. So aniambia, I have all the time
to wait.
To wait. You get prepared. If you want to take 2 hours, you are going to church today. Then I'll come to mama yake. Mama yake was like a spiritual, she's like my spiritual mother.
Mm-hmm.
That woman has guided me manze big time when it comes to spiritual matters. So tuko hapo, alafu najaribu kufanya vitu polepole ndio wa give up. Aniambie, wewe fanya aje tutana next time. Hiyo tu ndio statement nataka kusikia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but this guy is not giving up. Ananingojea. I'm brushing teeth hivi. Pole. Unajua ile acha ile haraka haraka ile umechelewa niko unaenda interview hapa hivi. Pole. No one is, hakuna mtu anakuharakisha, you know. I'm na brush viatu pole. This guy is still waiting. Very patient. At long as tukaenda church. Now, mimi nafika church, the guy sits anakaa huko mbele, mimi nabaki huko nyuma. Asha anakuja kuniambia niaje? Asha mpaka leo ni best yangu. Ananiambia niaje? Endo kae mbele. Hizi vitu za nyuma zibaki empty when anakuja utakaa hapa. Nikamwambia, "Mimi rasi stay long. In fact, nataka tu praise and worship." Alafu
niende.
Alafu niende home. Nataka tu praise and worship alafu niende home. So this girl convinces me. Ajua weakness ya mwanaume kidogo pia mwanawake.
Kadim.
Na pia hapo sikuwa nimekoka. Kwa hivyo pia kidogo
akili ilikuwa tu ime
mwili ilikuwa
imekubali
of the flesh. Yes. So niko na this beautiful girl, sitaki kumsumbua kwa kanisa bana.
Mm-hmm.
Nasema nikupe mistari pale after service anikateje nilimsumbua.
Yeah.
You know, so nikasema it's okay, let me just move. So I move, naenda nikakaribia pale mbele.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor akakuja kuhubiri. Yenu mshisikia ni kama huyu ni wewe.
Yeah, the story they are giving, it's like, huh? They are reliving your moments.
So it's like, I want to ask my friend, when will you snitch?
Mm-hmm.
Juu, how comes pastor anajua hizi vitu zote?
Mm-hmm.
Pasi anasema, doesn't matter kama ni mlevi. Ai!
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at my friend like, yo, kwani will you snitch before to kuje service? Pasi anasema, it doesn't matter if you use drugs. Hey,
uh-huh.
You have dwelt so much on drugs, by the way.
Yeah.
Mbona usiendeki twingine? Pasi still ana insist. We don't even care where you come from, whether you come from Kibra, and you mentioned Kibra, but they, to be specific, she actually, it's a she. She mentioned Kibra.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, we need to talk inje. You know, that is now the moment that the devil now comes in.
Yeah.
Now come in, bro. I was in the lake,
you know.
You know, So I'm and then there is something else telling me, Niaje, you just stay.
Mm-hmm.
Stay at least the service station. So a few minutes later, he calls people and I'm like, hey bro, you do not have to continue sitting there. You want to congregation, this message is specifically yours.
For you.
And the person was like, if you want to give your life to Christ today, raise your hand. And I was like, just raise your hand. We'll pray from where you're standing. You have to confirm if anyone else is lifting their hand so that you can lift to them.
Or if they are looking.
Yeah. So you can lift to them.
Hmm.
Looking around, no one is lifting. Because something is really pushing me. This is the moment. I think God was like,
when do you want to live?
So he lifted my hand. And the hand person say, thank you, my son. I have seen your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And other people lifted their hands. So from that moment, now, because you have lifted your hand, make a step. Wachungaji. So we made a step of faith. We went there and she prayed with us.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, my life changed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Big time.
Aye, it changed kabisa. Osamu kwa nipigia simu niaje kuna phone naambia book ya sina kupigia. Alafu I switch off my phone. Off.
Yeah.
So anaanza kunita mtiaji. And with the God used to it. So anajua huyu mse size ya kutia. And they sasa nikaanza ku sasa ku plug into church, into ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And since then manzi I've never regretted. Though kumekuwa na ups and downs, you know.
So that is like how many years of sobriety?
From 20, actually, e August, nitakuwa na nyorosha 5, ama ni 6 years.
Sasa tunafaa kukuchapia kabash.
Nitakuwa na nyorosha kabash hapo. Moja ya tari unasema mchungaji.
Leo unakunywa passion.
Tunakuharibu na crest. In fact, we are spoiling you with stony.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, do you know, like, substance abuse, alcohol, whatever, is also a form of mental and health?
Yeah.
And, so when you're dealing with all these, how do you think that it affected your mental health?
It really affected my mental health somehow. Because you know you're young. You're not old enough to know how you can handle a certain situation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're just a teenager who takes alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you taking alcohol? That is the first question, you know. You ask yourself why you're doing this. First of all, it is because of peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, second, unajua kukosaji family issues. Now, these family issues kidogo zinanipush, and I'm feeling like my family is not doing what it is supposed to do. You know, mm-hmm. It's not doing the needful.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm the one actually putting myself on that pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it affected my mental health big time. Sana when it comes to academics. Hata mental health. Tuanze kwanza na physical health. Ungeniona hiyo wakati.
Mm-hmm.
I think I will share my photo, one of my photos with the director.
Mm-hmm.
Ungeniona hiyo wakati. Hey, and you see me today. Mm-hmm. Sura ni ngumu, macho ni nyekundu, lips zimekauka, zimepasuka.
Oh, yeah.
The way they want, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And now, when it comes to mental health, I had this stress. You know, stress. Sana ya family. You want to leave this thing, but you cannot leave it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're looking at home. Kuna shida mob sana manze. You're looking at home, kidogo financial constraints hapa na pale.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, you're going through. Kuna venye pesa iflow, venye nafaa kuflow.
Mm-hmm.
And you're seeing your friends having the things that you desire to have.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not having them.
Mm-hmm.
Yet you see your dad going to work every day. You see your mom going to work every day, you know.
But you don't understand what parental duties are.
How comes? Nyi mnenda job kama wengine. Mbona sina bike? Mbona sina bike? Mbona sina PS? Mbona sina brief game?
Mm-hmm.
And all these things. So ili niweka kwa ile pressure ya Buddha. I remember kwanza, sijui kama kuna watu wanajua wengi, but there are few people who know this, that I attempted suicide back in 2017, I think around February, your week, the second week of February in 2017, I attempted suicide.
Mm-hmm.
It was that bad. And because of the pressure at home, you're looking at things, they're not going the way you want them to go.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at, you see, the, like, when, like you like Sasa, for example, you're my friend, right? Mm-hmm. And you have a good relationship with your siblings. Mm-hmm. There's that good relationship, unele flow. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to me, we do not have a good relationship with my siblings. No. In fact, Mimi and my eldest, now our firstborn, atuko tunasikizana walai big time. Mimi na sasa na the elder, wote tuko nasikizana kidogo, tunafight. So there was not that, you know, relationship. Me with my parents, sana sana with my dad, mm-hmm. there was not that relationship. Yani tulikuwa tunajibizana, tunarushiana maneno. Mm-hmm. And there was no respect. Mm-hmm. You know, I did not even respect my dad back then. That one I can affirm. Sikuwa na respect mzae. Mm-hmm. And there was no that relationship. Mm-hmm. Me with my mom, kidogo, we were okay. But no, the thing that used to pain me the most ni kikosana na kila mtu, my mamangu anakasirika. Mm-hmm. Anafanya mbaka analia. So, ae bene, inanikasirisha. So, I'm like, kwanini, hao watu wengine nikikosana nao, inafanya mama yangu anakasirika. Hivo, you know, mm-hmm. it used to make me feel bad. Mm-hmm. So, it used to put me in a state of, manzia, sikuwa fiti. I can confirm that sikuwa fiti.
You are not okay. Yeah,
but how I got out of it, you learn.
Yeah. You learn. So from what I've seen you do, there was a time you were doing, you're going to children's home visiting and CSR, community service.
Yes.
And I kind of liked that you're giving back to the community, that you want to see other kids grow and not take the path that you take. Mm. So how has that been like?
It felt nice. Sana, you know, after you're talking to those kids, they're guardians. Wanakuja na kushow. You know what you've done today, the way you've spoken to those kids today. Actually, it's not just about children. It's actually children's home peke yake. I also do ministries, high school ministries, sana, because that is where it starts.
Mm-hmm.
Sana, at the age that you're in right now, that is where it starts. So after you talk to those people, after you talk to those kids, alafu now you get a feedback like, we say life yake ni change. From that day you come, life yake ni change.
Yeah.
From that day you come, ajawai, you know, and all these things. Sometimes you even go to high school, you do an altar call.
Uh-huh.
Unapata watu wengi tu peke yake wamekuja. It is okay, those two ndo tunataka.
Uh-huh.
And as long as the lives of these two, it may change. Manze, that is the most important. It makes you feel so nice that the, doing what God wants you to do. Because there is no way God alimita nikiwa na hangover, nikiwa church. Alafu nikuje tu pia mimi nikae huko nje. No, I also have, you know, to lead others to Christ.
Yeah.
I was led to Christ.
Yeah, like you've said that, and I've remembered the preaching on Sunday where the speaker was saying a pioneer should always be ready to lead others.
Yes.
A pioneer should be a leader.
Yes.
A pioneer should not conform but reform.
Reform, yeah.
And actually listening to your story, it's a bit it's touching, because I know how it feels to not be in good relationship with your parents. And I know it can push you to a certain extent that you're feeling uncomfortable, that you're feeling the pressure, that you don't even want those family ties. Considering that myself, I was a second born child, and I will not lie and say I was the easiest child.
Sometimes you want to cut off my power. You go like, yo, minutes I cut off my mini share.
Yeah. And so this time I think I was in form four, form four, form three, I think so. And so there's this issue with boyfriends and all that, blah blah blah. I ended up asking for a razor blade because I wanted to slit my wrists. And I think it's right now when we are talking about depression is when I start looking back and feeling and knowing what I was going through was not okay, that I was not mentally okay, you know, because sometimes you're there as a youth, you're always rebelling, and that is mostly what comes in when we are abusing drugs. I have done that. I have been a drunkard. Apo tu kwangu ndio sijafika, lakini pa ulevi, I think I was just like, I knew what and where alcohol was cheap. I knew where to get keg. And that was it. But I think when you find God, you find healing in yourself, you find healing in running to God, you find healing in the Word. And actually interacting with you has been a very nice moment. And so we've been talking about mental health, oh, kuna depression, siju, kuna nini. What can you tell people about mental health awareness?
One thing I can tell people about mental health, it is this thing is real.
Mm.
And I will say this with no fear of contradiction, that mental health, sana sana, this thing is contributed by family.
Mm-hmm.
It is contributed by family.
Yeah.
There are so many broken relationships in these families that are not mended.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the distance between you and your parents, between you and your siblings, your distance is refu. So that mm-hmm. relationship does not look like it's going to be mended anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And iyo kitu peke yake, that hakuna sign ya, this thing is going to be, you know, fixed anytime mm-hmm. soon. Iyo sign peke yake, it breaks someone. It really, really breaks someone. It puts someone in a situation where they feel like, see, I can't do this. Let mm-hmm. me just, you know, let me just opt for another way.
Yeah.
Maybe nikijitoa, you know, this is what young people say. Maybe nikijitoa, vitu zitakuwa sawa. Mm-hmm. Maybe what a reason.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't reason. Well, now ufikiri, ukijitoa ni hivyo umejitoa.
Ni hivyo tu.
Hautajua kama vitu zitakuwa mended.
But you know, most of the time, mtu usema, najitoa because where I'm going, there's no peace. Hakuna kelele, hakuna bills, hakuna, yeah.
Let me tell you one thing. When I was growing, after I gave my life to Christ in 2018,
mm-hmm.
I one thing that used to be my constant prayer item was just peace and love at my home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, me family yangu tu iko fixed. That is one thing I used to pray for so much.
Mm-hmm.
So one time I was praying and then I heard like a sound telling me, "Brav, you've been praying for this thing so much. Why don't you try to fix it?" You know,
mm-hmm.
as in, yes, I can do it, but no. In fact, I'm the only boy in our family. And God is like telling me, "You ebu jaribu kui fix. Let us see. You can make your parents laugh." Sindio, unajua mimi babangu alikuwa anaingia, by the way, anaenda tu bedroom. Akiingia, anaenda bedroom. Akiingia, bedroom. So, hakuna ile time ya bonding na mzae, ama, you know, ukuona mzae na madhe wakicheka, you know, and that kind of a relationship. One thing God told me is, maybe that was not born a funny person.
Mm-hmm.
It came after I gave my life to God. Unajua kuna ile grace tu, calm tu.
Yeah.
Kuna ile grace. Mm-hmm. So God was like, "Bro, you can be funny. You can make your parents laugh." And you see, I've never wasted a minute. Anytime I am with my parents,
yeah,
hii kitu nakwanga nimesema, I will make them laugh.
Mm-hmm.
I must make them laugh.
Uh-huh.
I will use anything. Hata kama nitatumia our you know, our own language ya vijana,
mm-hmm.
I will just make them laugh. And you see, when I just look at them, mm-hmm. they are smiling, they are laughing, you know, and they are agreeing to things pamoja,
mm-hmm.
it makes my heart so nice.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I can tell young people is, you've been praying so much about, maybe umeokoka ni sawa, and your family is, you know, putting you in a situation where you feel like apana, you want to give up. You've been praying for this thing so much. God cannot come from heaven to come and fix your family problem.
Mm-hmm.
Have you tried listening to what he's saying? Sometimes God whispers to us in the smallest ways, in the simple ways, but we just ignore.
We ignore
them. Why don't you, kama it is love, ama, why don't you bring that love? You know, mm-hmm. because we have read the Bible, we have understood the word of God, and we know how these things works, the dynamics and everything. So we know that, first of all, for love to exist somewhere,
mm-hmm.
there must be God.
Yes.
There cannot be love in this place and God does not exist.
Yeah, God even is love. Mm.
It is even in relationships. These are things that people do not want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
There cannot be a relationship that has been founded on worldly things.
Yeah.
Akwezi kuona relationship lianzia kwa maandamano. Uongo mbaya. Uongo mbaya.
Did you have to just touch on the
man? But I'm just saying,
yeah.
A relationship must start where God exists.
Mm-hmm.
So God must be the foundation. If He's not the foundation, there's nothing.
Yeah.
So even in that family of yours where you feel like there is no love,
mm-hmm.
it is not that love is not there. It is God who is not there.
Mm-hmm.
So God must be found in that family.
Mm-hmm.
God must be found. And you see, Mimi, let me tell you something. Mimi kiokoka, mzee wangu alikuwa ameshaokoka. But again, akuwa ameshika ile word vizuri.
Mm-hmm.
So mimi nilikuja kuelewa word in my own way. You get?
Mm-hmm.
In my Tuseme tu kwa ile njia vijana. Mimi I'm like the Bereans.
Mm-hmm.
Una nipreach huko nje, I will not even focus on what you said. I will focus on the verses that you read.
Yeah,
so I'll go to reread that verse. And so that God, you understand. God, niaje wewe, mimi sitaki kusikiza understanding ya binadamu. Let me listen from you. What do you have to say?
Mm-hmm.
So I'd go and understand this one in a different dimension,
mm-hmm.
in a different perspective. And when you go to share it with someone else, alafu namuuliza, ebu jaribu kuniambia what makes sense. You know, anakushoniaje? Hii unaniambia, ina make sense. It is not me. It is, you see, it is just the way God wants it to be understood.
Mm.
The way God wants me to understand. You know, there is a way God wants you to understand John 3:16.
Yeah.
And there is a way God wants me to understand John 3:16.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe, kwa John 3:16, let me just use this as an example real quick. Kwa John 3:16, maybe you are not perishing. Sindio? Kwa John 3:16, you are not perishing.
Mm-hmm.
But wewe, uko pal, but you're still struggling to believe.
Mm-hmm.
But mimi, I am perishing. So God wants you to not struggle to believe. So God wants you to just focus on believing.
Now,
and God wants me to not perish.
Mm-hmm.
So God wants me to live
to live
faith.
Yeah.
So that you cannot perish. So there are different things you can understand even in a single verse. Niki kuambia John 11:35.
Jesus wept.
Jesus wept, by the way. From all that concept.
Actually, I always ask someone, why did Jesus weep?
Why did Jesus weep? Jesus weep because his friend died.
Yes.
Exactly. So,
so in such a way, if we say that anytime we're perishing or we are falling back into sin, or there's that form of destruction.
Exactly.
Jesus weeps.
There are so many things that are happening in the Bible. So there is a way that God wants you to understand the word. And there was always a way that God wanted me to understand.
Yeah.
Because I was new in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So God wanted me to understand it from a graceful perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I needed to understand the dynamics of grace. I needed to understand how grace works.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I do not know how grace works, manze, I do not know. It is a transaction.
Mm-hmm.
I give God my faith, he gives me his graces.
Yeah.
That is a transaction.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I don't give God my faith,
nothing will work, actually.
I will not have any kind of grace in this life.
Actually, you know, grace carries us through a lot of things.
Big time. Always. Mm-hmm. Always.
You know, like, I would say, looking back from where I was, the struggles from 2015, we were struggling. I was struggling with my health. I was struggling with my faith. I was struggling with my family. I was struggling with like accepting. You know, there's that concept. Mtu anajua, oh, acha baba yako alikufa ukiwa mdogo, umjui. No, there is something that I am grieving in my heart, and possibly I will not know how to talk about it. I might go through something and not know how to talk about it. And at some point when I had this meltdown, that was last year, is when I began to, like, I knew I had piled up a lot of things. One, I had piled up grieving my dad.
Mm.
I had piled up, like, not because I am grieving dad, I am piling up with the thing that I am now growing up without a father. I don't know how it feels to grow up with my father.
It's like a father figure.
This, I've never spoken about it.
Mm.
We had a farm hand and he used to sexually abuse me as a child.
Mm.
That one, I have never told anyone. This is the first time I'm talking about.
Mm.
I piled about, now I have come to campus, nimekuwa mgonjwa. Nikiwa campus pia nimekuwa nikistruggle because mom, I knew home was hard. I am a parallel student. The money that this woman is paying is too much. Hana job. The money that she's expecting is from tenants. Na ni ushago unajua hiyo pesa haitafika mahali.
Tenants kidogo pia unasumbuka kulipa. Kidogo tu.
And then my brother is in school, so there's a lot of things that is going on. So tunaendelea tu kupile. So 2015 nimekuwa mgonjwa. I cannot go back to school. My friends are in school, wanamaliza fourth year. Mimi niko nyumbani. Jua hiyo, my relatives are not coming to help out.
Yeah.
No, you know, I'm naendelea tu kupile.
Unapile bado.
Nimekuwa mgonjwa. Another thing, why am I becoming sick?
Yeah.
Why are we struggling? And the Bible said God is the father of the fatherless. Nikapile hiyo. Siku ingine, ndio there's some things nakuwa ujinga. Nikaona my pastor uko home anapita hivi na kukuja kunisalamia. Tuendelee kupai. Kanisa siji wanakuongelea.
So you pile all those things.
Siji umekuwa disabled. Pile.
Yeah.
2022, last year. Yeah. Mother church, mtakuja hivi ametupanga. She was going for a family meeting.
Mm.
That Sunday, she did not come back.
Mm.
Monday morning, people are coming to tell me she's dead. Mm. So, pile.
You're piling.
Yeah, by Saturday, tumemaliza mazishi, kila mtu ameenda.
It's time, you know, that is the time. You know,
now, tuendele tukupai. Aye. Nikakuja sasa, I'm coming back, I'm coming to see my doctor, nini. Everything is looking good. And then now, ikaanza. Monday, we lost a friend. Wednesday, we lost another one.
Yeah.
It's
like a pattern. It's like a pattern.
No, I blew up. I just like...
Ulijaza. Ulijaza stuff.
You know, it's like... Unashayusikia venye taya upasuka.
Yeah.
So everything is...
Now, it's like...
Imeupasuka, imelipuka. Now, I go to Mombasa, I come back. I go to LD because in Aka Nairobi apana. Nikienda nyumbani, the first thing you wake up, you see your mother's grave, your father's grave, your niece's grave.
Mm.
How special was I? Where was God all this time? I'm struggling with my faith. And 2022, I can tell you, I was at the highest of my faith.
Mm.
But now I'm going through things and I'm feeling like, oh my God.
I'm losing it.
Now I was like, I'm losing it. Yeah. Because ningeanza, there was a Sunday in the church.
Mm.
I am ministering, but I've cried the whole night. Niko church, Bishop and Aubiri, I am crying.
Things are now coming.
So everything is just like, so mimi nikaenda nikamwambia heba, niombe.
Mm.
Maneno haiende nikitaka kuongea, there's no, there's no language being formed.
No,
but already my therapist is telling me you're going through a post stress disorder.
Yeah.
Post stress traumatic disorder.
Mm.
So by then things are just happening. I am crying, I am doing everything.
Yeah.
So I had to talk it out. But though there are some things like I have never talked about, this is a place now that I am sharing my story.
Mm.
And I think like for me, I just wanted my mother to be happy.
Mm.
And sometimes I look at people and taking their parents for granted and taking their families out for
granted.
It is not that easy.
Mm.
We have familial problems that actually create mental unhealth.
Yes.
And communication.
Mm.
I bet if you it's had communicated important. With your mother and told her, I have this one, such a problem, there would have been a solution for you.
I'm pretty sure I singe that length. I singe na mbara singe lewa sana. Angeni ambia wacha ubjinga uta yenda izo kesha zako.
Yeah, but now you see, we have communication is becoming a problem.
Yeah.
And especially like right now, I think me, I'm in that generation kwenye haujuangi uko generation hile uko ama huku. So I'm always here. Unaambiwa miondoko, miondoko ni gani tena?
Ata before miondoko ishe fashion,
kuna ingine imeanguka. So I'm like, okay, yeah. Sishikanishi.
Mm.
But most of the time, it's not like I am perfectly healthy mental-wise right now.
Mm.
And I know all the youth that are out there, not everyone is really perfect. I still go through my times. I still go through days where my mouth cannot even form a prayer. I still go through times where I look at the Bible and I am mad.
Because you do not understand, why is this word saying this?
I do not understand.
Why is God saying you have plans for me?
Actually, I still question how my mother died on a Sunday.
Mm. On a day that you went to church.
On a day that woman did everything. But I read in Isaiah 57, it says good people die. Good people die.
Mm.
And I think it is because God does not want them to see the destruction that is coming because they don't deserve that. The pain that is left on earth is for the living to bear.
Yeah,
they're true. Already at peace.
Mm.
And yeah, I understand sometimes why you and me both wanted to commit suicide.
Mm. Mm.
We are struggling. We cannot let it out.
Mm.
I bet you are a difficult child.
I was a difficult child, but atindio nifike. You see, I remember, I think I got a therapist. I had to. There was so much
in your head.
In my head. In like 1 year ago, kituka 2021 hapo.
Mm-hmm.
I manze ni kulukuna vitu mobili kwa nilia kwa kiliangu. So I had to get myself a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
A therapist. Nilienda nika mlipukia. Kwanza na before anze yo therapy session. Aliniambia, wah! I remember that text. Wah! I was a big up to her. Ni dem fiti. Aliambia, wah. So, I mean, text, wah. Mini kwa like, udem zaza. But lani saidia na niambia, wah. Wah. So, yata ini saidia. And one thing I will always, these are words I will always carry in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
She told me, bro, let me tell you something. I can counsel you. I can help you all through these things. But let me tell you one thing. maybe other therapists don't say, therapy is impossible without Jesus.
Yeah.
Those words were very important.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, ni kama sasa, ni kama ananiambia, in short, ananiambia, as you're going through these therapy sessions, please have faith. Please have faith.
Yeah, I think it also starts with yourself.
It starts with yourself.
I think if I had not reached out, probably there would be no Chebet today.
True.
Because, manzie, okay, I was already on antidepressants. Na nikakunywa pombe.
Unaribu mamu?
Like, antidepressants, that is a very high dose.
It's a very high dose, by the way.
Nimekuja nikachukua pombe, nikaongezea 1 liter of Caprice.
Mm.
Now imagine what was going on.
The reaction in your body. Wow.
But funny enough, I slept. I slept. But by the time I was sleeping, someone already knew that I was going to die.
So they came?
No, I had told them. No, they ignored it. Mimi niko Nairobi na nimemtext, nimemwambia hiyo urology tumia siku yenye nitakuwa nimekufa.
Na uandike. I even tell them how you want it to look like.
No,
you
know? Actually I
ulikushaandika.
Nimeandika mpaka dress code.
Eh,
I wanted to wear yellow, not black. I wanted yellow. I do not want politicians. And it is all that I'm just like in my head I was wondering why, how, when? When is God gonna come through?
Yeah.
You know, I was fighting a lot at like 20. Then I was 28 years. So I'm imagining this position for a teen. Let's talk about teens. They're going through adolescence.
Same man.
Your parents cannot just like talk to you well. You still have your academics. Yeah. You are here questioning God. There's a lot of things
because
going on.
Because I used to see a sign of divorce. And that peke yake, I was wondering, nitaishi na nani? Mama. You see that
debate in itself.
It puts you off.
Mm-hmm.
And that one thing, mainly I'm God, there's no going to be a divorce in this family. It has never existed.
Yeah.
It is not going to start with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
It is not.
Yeah.
So if it is going to happen, isifanyike hapa. So I told God, manze, fix this for me. And he told me, apana, you fix it.
Mm-hmm.
So I prayed every night.
Mm-hmm.
And every night I pray. But mchana, I am making jokes with my family.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even know what intentions that I have.
Yeah.
No, mimi kona intentions zangu kwa nini na make hizi jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And hivyo pole pole, things started coming back together.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured out, nimekuwa na answer all this while. But ni mimi tu, nile sikuwa nimeanza kuongea na God.
If you were here last Sunday, there is a pastor who was here and he was saying, when you came down from heaven, when God made you, you came with everything of yours.
Yeah.
It's just you to look for it.
You
came with your peace. Mm. You came with your spouse. You came with your children. But you have to work on it and be really faithful about God. I'm really glad that we get to do mental health awareness. It's something that I just like. Can we do this? And I'm really grateful that we are giving this season 3 to be like mental health awareness. We don't know where it is leading,
but just talk about it.
We are just flowing with grace because without grace
we have nothing.
Christian Homie Podcast would not have gotten where we are today. As youths, we'd not have gotten where today. And I'm sure like sometimes I look back at my life and I'm like, oh God, I have come this far, and I'm just like, I'm turning 30. So what are we going to do? The first thing I know is I'm doing a prayer party. To just tell God, thank you, because it is, I have come a long way.
Yeah,
actually, hata kumaliza shule ilikuwa ni God.
Unasema, mimi hata nilifika form 2, nikasema, I quit.
No, actually, when I was in form 3, I came home for like, I think the whole of second time, sikuwa shule.
Because my dad discouraged me. He told me, niaje, utaki kusoma sindio? Aya, endea boxi yako. This man was serious, man. But his wife, alikuwa nani, unajua kitu ilinitishia mimi bebe, ilinitishia, mzee kwani anitakii nini?
Because you are expecting
anipige, aniambie, aenda shule. No, that was my mom. But with my dad,
was reverse psychology.
In fact, endeo box.
Mm-hmm.
Nikupe fare uende kesho. I'm like, ay. So I stayed home for like 2 weeks. Sitaki kwenda shule. Niko like, hata sitaki kuendeo box sasa. Acha hiyo shule ibaki na box. Yeah, let me just stay at home.
2 weeks kuisha, ikabidi
umerudi. 2 weeks strong. Nikasema, madhia, niko na madhia na lia sana, nikasema, hezi. Let me just go back to school. And they went back.
It's by grace. So, okay, naona tuna digress, tunataka kumaliza, tuna digress. But I think we should have a part 2 of your story. I was also thinking, you know, we have experiences.
Mm.
There are some things you didn't even realize, and then when you're an adult, you're remembering that there are some things I went through,
mm.
and they're doing quite a number on my faith. They're doing quite a number on my mental health. Still, we're still doing the mental health awareness
mm.
podcasts, and today we were actually blessed to have Ash and grace us with his presence, and really, really want to thank you because you've been a very big part of us. So next week you're talking about anxiety and panic attacks, and oh my, I would love for you to just sit and listen. We are hoping we'll have our psychologist back on board so that at least we expand on what we go through. There's some things that we go through and you don't really realize that it is a disease. Panic attacks is a disease. Anxiety is a disease, you know, but it is okay to not be okay. But what is not okay is to stay in the same place. So I really have a lot to talk about, but I really want to say thank you to all of you for just tuning in, for listening, for viewing, and I really hope that you can throw in some insights, you can ask questions, and if you really want to be a guest on our podcast, we would appreciate. We will leave a number down on the poster or on our videos, so that at least you can get a hold of our director, and he will give you guidance on what to do. So as I said, next week we're doing anxiety and panic attacks, which is a mental disorder that we don't talk about, which is a mental disorder that we don't really get in touch with, let me say that, but we really have a wide topic that we're gonna cover. I would really love for you to catch up with us on all social media handles. We are the Christian Army Podcast, every single place: TikTok, YouTube, Spotify. Just catch us there, leave your like, subscribe, so that you don't miss out on any episode. I have been your host, Kip Songok Chebet, from the Christian Army Podcast, whereby we are youths working for Christ and by Christ. Till next Thursday, I'd love to see you then. Barakatele.